Greetings and salutations, Audio Boom. Please step across the threshold into the world of Watts with me, your host, DJ Watts 83. And boy, oh boy, oh my goodness me, what a show that was. I'll do a quick review, probably of my own initial feelings. I know I said I'd do one with Empress Wiley. I dare say at some point over the weekend we will still do one together. So we can get her thoughts on the show. Shinedown we'll start with. Absolutely did not disappoint. They were white hot. It was like laser through crystal, right? Absolutely everything you want in a metal band. These guys, it's amazing to think with how much depth they can get into their songs and into their music. For a four-piece, you've only got a bass, a guitar and a drum and then vocals to work with. That's it. That's all you got. At least with Maiden, you've got like three guitarists, a bassist, you know, so you get the gist anyway. But like I say, I mean, they are definitely the future of metal and rock. I think their performance, I have to grade them an 8.5. For their performance last night out of 10. Now, people will probably say, well, you know, that sounds a bit contradictory. You've just said, wow, they were amazing. Yes, they were. There were a couple of things that happened. And to be honest, I don't really want to take the half a point off of them for that because it was a technical issue they ran into. I'll tell you what, I'll go into that now. They did misfire, I think, on their last song at the beginning. They, you know, for whatever reason, the acoustic guitar that they were using wasn't working properly, so they had to correct it. But they actually stopped and started the song again rather than rolling with the punch. Now, I can understand because it's their final song of the night. They don't want to do that, you know what I mean? They don't want to let it live that way. But, you know, you kind of have to try to roll with the punches, you know what I mean? And they didn't do it. So it's like that is an extremely harsh half to take off them, half a point. But, you know, the other point that I did take off, there was this wonderful piece in the middle, and I will say it was absolutely wonderful, where the singer actually got the crowd to part, right, to give him some room to walk into so that he could high-five everybody, which I thought was an absolutely amazing gesture. And he did this while the band were still playing on stage. In fact, he actually gave, I mean, there was this young girl, she could only have been about, like, you know, between 14 and 16, anywhere in that region. And he actually gave her a high five, a hug and a peck on the cheek, you know, which I thought was, and you could tell she was shaking. She was like going, OMG, OMG. Absolutely brilliant. What a wonderful gesture. And I tell you what, this is a band that's going to lead the way forwards into, you know, into the future times. You know, they're going to be at the forefront of it in the not too distant future. But that, as much as that was wonderful, I think the band might have been able to do something on stage rather than just playing the same progressive stuff over and over again. It might have been a bit more interesting to just change it up a little bit and maybe change the routine slightly, because it did feel like it wore on for a bit long. So because of that, I'm going to have to say, look, you know, I think wonderful gesture, well worth doing, but the band need to look at playing something slightly different in the back, you know, just to fill the time in and make it a bit more interesting, you know. On to Maiden now. Simply put, 10 out of 10. Absolutely 10 out of 10. I mean, when you can get a bunch of heavy metalers climbing like a monkey during the song Death or Glory. And I'm talking about you move your arms up and down like you're climbing a tree like a monkey. Because there's a lyric in the song that talks about climb like a monkey. How do you get a group of heavy metalers doing something like that? Well, I don't know, but Bruce did. So, you know, full credit to him. And after having cancer, after having, you know, a chunk taken out of his tongue, I think he again is like laser through crystal. He's regained a lot of that power that he seemingly had lost. So we've got to, you know, we've got to give major props there. Adrian was absolutely on form. Just, I mean, I love that. The way he plays is absolutely outstanding. I'm not going to say he's the best guitarist on the planet. He is not, but he's my favourite. And if I was to pick any guitarist to play like, he would be the one. Steve Harris, well, I'm only ever going to give you a biased answer there because, well, I'm the student, he's my master. That's all I'll say to that one. Nico seemed to rediscover some of the old magic as well. And as always, with Sutty sat on his bass drum. Yes, that's right, Sutty from The Sutty Show, or Sutty & Co. for the younger generation. So, I mean, yes, Maiden 10 out of 10. Absolutely blew us away. Wonderful stage show. I would say if there's one thing that I found a bit of an annoyance, but it's a part of the stage show, it's they have these candles on stage. These, like, I'm not talking like little panky candles you put on a birthday cake. I'm talking about actual massive, well, essentially flamethrowers for the stage show. And every time they went off, you could feel the heat. You sat literally about 100 metres to 150 metres from the stage, and it was like you were getting suntanned, and it was already hot enough in the Nottingham Arena. So it was like, please stop doing that, Maiden. You know, as much as I love the show, but please stop doing that. We need to cool down. So, yes. But at the end of the day, a magnificent show. I believe there's still tickets left for further concerts on this tour. If you like this kind of music, get in quick, get your tickets secured. I really do highly recommend it. That it did not disappoint at all. So with that, I will leave you now. Thank you once again for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this review. Peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell.